The year was 1827, nearly 40 years before the founding of Cornell University. At Union College in Schenectady, New York, an intriguing Greek letter society was formed. It was known as the Sigma Phi Society. Though the Sigma Phi Society was formed years before Cornell University, its connection to Cornell began with one of its earliest members, Andrew Dixon White.
As I understand it, the link between Andrew White, the co-founder of the university, and Sigma Phi predates Cornell University. It dates back to when he was a student at what is today Hobart, and he joined Sigma Phi.
1827 was the foundation of Sigma Phi, then 1865 for Cornell. They both share a very similar trait, and that is they were both the first national entity. I view it as, certainly for Sigma Phi, they were the first national fraternity, but truly when you look at Cornell, they are the first national university.
Andrew White and Ezra Cornell, as the story goes, met in the New York legislative body, where they were both senators at the time. And the Morrill Land Grant Act had been passed by the federal government, providing monies for each state to set up a more advanced university.
One of the very special things about Cornell is that it was based on something that had never been done before. Ezra and A.D. White took tremendous risk in the way that they approached the foundation of this university. They could have created the university very similar to what other universities had already been like, but they knew for them to create a truly national university, they had to do things that were different.
Cornell University is located in a rural place in America, but yet we have such a dynamic and an exciting place here. I mean, we truly get some of the most brilliant young people and educators in the world to come here to seek their education, to expand their world, and look how beautiful it is.
People come here from all different parts of the world, from all different backgrounds, and there, together, we are a university that is quite unique.
What surprises me about Sigma Phi is definitely the continued involvement that I think the majority of the brothers, you know, as they go through this house, continue to have after. And it's such a reassuring and comforting feeling to see alumni come back to this house with their 10 best friends and things never to have changed, and yet they're still on the same page and still contacting each other. It's something that's so heartwarming. It makes me look forward to the future with, you know, a sparkling attitude, and you know, I just really look forward to everything that I have in store for me with these great guys and friendships that I've formed.